Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be here, God. Thank you, Father God, for being present. Thank you, Father God, for putting your hands upon us. Thank you, Father God, for God making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father God, for God giving us safe travels. Thank you, Father God, for our homes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for that protection that you give us, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for our right minds. Thank you, God, for the activity of our limbs. Thank you, Father God, for the strength that we have. Thank you, God, for the knowledge that you give us. Thank you, God, for the wisdom that you give us. Thank you, God, for the love that you pour down on the inside of us. Thank you, God, for the direction. Thank you, God, for the truth. Thank you, God, for the ability to come before you and lay it at your feet. Lay at your feet. Thank you, Father God, for God entering into our hearts, God. Thank you, God, for regulating our minds. God, thank you, Lord God, for giving us direction and guidance and instruction. Thank you, Father God, for our families. Thank you, Father God, for their jobs. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Father God, for their right minds. Thank you, Father God, that we are alive today. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just tell you, thank you for the food on our tables. God, thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you, God, for being our healer and our comforter. God, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for understanding, Father God, when we pour our heart out to you, God. And we may not even make sense, God. It may be jumbled and mumbled up, Father God, but we can give it all to you. We can lay it down at your feet, God, and we want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to tell you, thank you, God, that we can open up to you. Thank you for being the friend. Thank you for being the comforter. Thank you for being the God that you are. Thank you for listening. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, that you don't hold nothing against us, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that we can come to your arms. We can lay in your breast. We can fall at your feet. We can bow to you. God, thank you that we can come into the holies of holies, God. Thank you, God, that we can come before your throne. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for all these different things, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for keeping your promises. God, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for dancing over us. Thank you for singing over us. Thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, for pouring out your blessing upon us. Thank you, God, for your spirit. Oh, God, that dwells in us, upon us, and all around us. Thank you, Lord God, for sparing our lives. Thank you, Father God, for the healing. Thank you for the transformation. God, thank you for letting us see. Thank you for opening our ears to hear. God, what you are saying to us, what you're trying to show us. Thank you, Father God, for your very presence. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to make the right decisions and do the right things. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for watching over our children, helping them out, Father God, keeping them safe, God, because we can't be with them 24/7, 365. But, God, you are always there. And we want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for looking out for them. Thank you for making them safe. Thank you for bringing them home. Thank you for giving them shelter. Thank you, God, for providing for them. Thank you, Lord. God, we just want to tell you thank you for stopping those incidents and accidents. accidents, Father God. Thank you for stopping the murderer, stopping the burglar. Thank you for encamping your angels all around us. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you, God. God, we just want to tell you thank you because you've been so, so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing things to our remembrance. Thank you, God, for showing us your secrets. Thank you, God, for the dreams and the visions. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you give us. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just tell you thank you. God, because you're so good. Oh, God, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you, God. Thank you, God, for taking us out of that dark place. God, thank you, Father God, for pulling us out, God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see. Thank you for being there with us. God, through those tests and those trials, God, thank you for being here. In the midst of it all, God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Lord. Oh, God, and we bless you, and we just thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you forgive us for all our sins, all our wrongdoings. Father, God, that you will wash us clean from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. God, from the inner thoughts to our hearts, to our souls, to our spirits. God, because with God, it has to come from the inside out. What defiles a man is what comes from the inside. So, God, we need you, God, to wash us and cleanse us, Lord God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit, a right spirit, a right spirit inside of us, Jesus. That clean heart, God, get rid of everything, God, that is not of you. Oh, God, uproot those things that will hinder our relationship with you. Uproot those things that will cause us to fall short. Uproot those things that will cause us to err and other people to err. Oh, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, uproot, God, and get rid of everything that's not of you. Everything, God, that you have not planted. Oh, God, I'm asking you to uplift the heavy burden. Oh, God, any and everything that we may be carrying, every concern, everything, God, that may be on our hearts, in our minds, Father God, that, God, we have not yet presented to you, God, or we have, God, and we keep giving it to you over and over again. God, you know the concerns. You know what's bothering us. You know what's bothering your people. You know what's bothering and in the hearts of everybody. God, and you tell us don't be troubled. You tell us not to worry. God, you tell us don't be weary. Oh, God, you tell us, God, not to fear. Oh, God, you tell us all these different things to trust you. Oh, God, to put our trust in you. Oh, God, hallelujah. So we're asking you, Lord, those areas that we're lacking, those areas where, Lord God, there may be some trouble or some weakness, God, strengthen us in those areas, Lord God, and give us a heart to receive however you do it. Help us, God, to discern your move of your spirit. Help us, God, not to compromise, Lord God, but to stand for your promises on your word, Father God, and be now, God, cognizant of everything that you're saying. God, be mindful of everything, Father God, to keep our minds stayed on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we can, God, get the breakthroughs that we need. Oh, God, get the breakthroughs in our minds, in our hearts. Bring the breakthroughs in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Enter in, Lord God. Enter into our hearts, Lord. Enter into our minds, Lord. Enter into our spirits, Lord. Take away all the pains. Take away all the distractions. Take away all the distortions. Take away, Father God, any and everything, God. Just take it all away. Take it all away, Lord. And I ask, Father God, that you take up residence, Father God, as you clean out this vessel, as you clean out our vessels, Lord, because we are living temples, oh God, that you desire to dwell in us, Lord God, to be with us, Lord God, as you clean us out, Father. We ask, Lord God, you take up residence, God, that you pour your spirit in us, fill us up, Father God, because you're the only one that can satisfy us. God, we're hungry and thirsty. We're seeking stuff in all the wrong places. We're putting things ahead of you. And we ask, God, that you forgive us for you being idol worshipers and putting things above you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that you will help us, God, to cast them down in the name of Jesus. Stomp them under our feet, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in any vain imagination, any thought that will rise up against you, God, that we would cast that down in the name of Jesus and condemn it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you can get the glory and the praise, Lord God, in every area of our life. Oh, God, you told us, Father God, that your burden is light, Father God. Your way is the right way. It is easy, God, but we have to surrender. We have to submit. We have to keep our mind and follow you. Oh, God, keep our minds on you. Keep our heart focused on you. So, God, we're asking you, God, if we even sell any sign of turning, Father God, that you will ring the bell, Father God, that you will yell, scream, my Father. Or, God, use that sweet, sweet voice. That silent voice, that unctioning, and let us know, Father God, there's the wrong way. Stop. Lord, Lord God, that we will not turn to the right or to the left, but we will stay on the narrow road. God, oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help us to continue to walk upright before you, Lord, and press into you, press into our destiny. Press into that place that you would have us to be in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Help your people, Lord God, on today. God, those that have turned away. Those, God, that have stuff in their heart that they need to release. God, those, God, things, Lord God, that's hitting in their hearts, God, that's causing them, God, to be in pain and suffer and torment. Ask your Father, God, that you help them to let it go. Any unforgiveness, any grudges, God, that we all just let it go and not hold on. Even if it happened maybe an hour ago, God, give us a heart to forgive in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord, that we, Father God, keep our mind stayed on you and not point the finger of blood, not even judge or blame you. God, but that we will submit, Father God, but everything that you allow us to experience, everything that you allow us to go through is for our learning. You are with us. You are with us in the midst of it all. We just got to open up to you and allow you to be God in our lives. Oh, God, help us to sit back. Help us to get out of your way, even concerning our own lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Asking you, Father God, that you touch our hearts, God, that we forgive them. Forgive those that hurt us in the past. Lord God, we may have put things under the rug. We may have put it on the shelf. Or we may have just said, forget it. But Father God, any and everything that you bring back up, Father God, help us to face these things head on, running at it, Lord God. It was the courage, Lord God, and the strength that you put inside of us, because we want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We want to honor you and respect you, Father God, and reverence you, God. We want your word to be the forefront of everything, God, that's going on in our lives. We want you to be the head. God, we want you. God, we want you to be the head. So God, we ask you to continue to circumcise our heart. Continue to change our heart. God, continue to pull out those hidden motives. God, continue to expose those lies. God, continue to show them the manipulation, Lord. Help us to recognize it. Help us to discern it. Help us, Lord God, to say no and walk away from it, run from it. God, I ask in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just bless you on the day, and we just thank you for your covering. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the stubbornness. God, remove the stubbornness. Remove the stiff neck. Oh God, remove the disobedience. hearts. Remove the arrogance and the haughtiness and the pride, God. Remove the jealousy and the envy and the covetousness, Lord. Remove the malice and the hate, God. Remove that vengeful spirit, God. Oh, God, remove it, Lord. Remove that gossiping spirit, that know-it-all spirit, God. Oh, God, thinking we know what's right and we don't, Father God. Lead us to our own understanding, Father God. Not even acknowledging you, Lord. God, remove these things, Lord, that is not pleasing in your sight. Prepare our hearts, God, for what is to come. Prepare our hearts for everything that is to come. And God, I ask that you give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, that we accept everything, God, that you give us, everything that you bring before us. God, that we accept it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we don't turn a deaf ear. God, that we will ponder and consider and reconsider. Remember, God, you give us chance after chance. Lord, God, help us, Lord. Oh, God, not to abuse your grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking that you will cover us, Lord God, even as we go into this holiday season, as we be with our families, as we travel here to and from. God, that you will protect us and keep us safe. God, help us to watch for not just for ourselves, but for others as well in the name of Jesus. God, ask that the blood of Jesus will cover us, Lord God, that we will have safe travels over the highways and the streets and down the alleys, Lord God, on the planes, trains, Lord God, in automobiles, on boats. Father God, asking, God, that your peace will go with us and before us. God, asking, Lord God, that you help us, God, to be mindful of our surroundings. Oh, God, that we will be mindful of our actions and reactions, our thoughts, our gestures. Oh, God, and that we'll be kind to one another in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we'll have the ear to listen and not jump to conclusions. But God, help us to be at peace with one another. God, tame the heart, God, that wants to fight, that wants to prove themselves, Lord God. God, asking you, God, that you would just keep us safe. Keep us safe on this season. Father God, we just bless you and we thank you for your covering. We thank you for your blessings. God, let there be some reconciliations. God, let some love flow as the families gather. Let there be some apologies. Let there be some forgiveness. Let there be some considerations, Lord. Let there be some thoughts. Let there be, God, some forgiveness. Let there be, God, some reunites. Oh, God, in this season, Lord. Before we enter into the new year, help us, Lord, to be reconciled one to another and even unto you. Oh, God, we just thank you once again. God, let us not return home the same. Even as we go to visit our families, even the unsaved, God, you reign on the just and the unjust. God, you care about all of us. We're all your children. So I'm asking you, God, let some healing take place in the families. Let some healings take place in the families, Lord. And I bless you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. Oh, God, we ask, Lord God, that you, God, protect us, Lord God, even as we leave this place. God, as we return to our homes, God, keep us, Lord God, cover our homes, cover our cars. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your word go forth on tonight, God. Oh, God, that we will hear, that we will listen to learn. God, be tentative to your spirit. Oh, God, and we just thank you, and we bless you, Lord. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
It's fun.